Hey guys, welcome, welcome. This is the Plan Your Company podcast. We're going to be talking about personal journey, professional growth, and business success, and finding our purpose and voice as entrepreneurs. We want to uncover real issues that hold us back and ways to push forward despite them. We will challenge each other to become the best version of ourselves, both personally and professionally, as we all evolve to grow and even test our own human potential. Join me, Sandra Noemi Torres, as we uncover real solutions that will help us cross into thriving and succeeding individuals and business owners. Experience breakthroughs, lessons learned, and support as we grow our influence and maximize our impact. Hello, everyone. This is my day 4 live stream. I am on my number 4, giving myself a pat on the back for each one. So happy that you guys are here and happy that you're tuning in. I wanted to talk today about in action, about knowing what we need to do and understanding why we're not doing them. I had a conversation earlier. I always have these kinds of conversations because it's a common problem. It's not, most people think it's just you that it's happening to, but we're all human, so it happens to everybody. So many people know what they need to do. I'm sure you watching this have a lot of knowledge. You know what you need to do, but there's a difference between actually doing them. It's very hard to do them, right? It's just like it's hard to get in the gym, but once you're in the gym, it feels great, right? It's the action. It's the taking action, crossing that leap of where you kick your own ass, where you kick your own ass. And I wanted to talk about some of the things that maybe could help. First thing is that most people don't even know what it is they want. Right. So we know what we want when it comes to, or what we need to do when it comes to our business. But sometimes they're more like cookie cutter, like, you know what you should be doing, you know what you're supposed to be doing. But some of those things maybe aren't soulfully satisfying. Right. So I think the first thing for me is to decide clearly what it is that we want. For ourselves, for our life, for our professions, for our career, for our business. Like, what exactly do we want to have happen? And I don't mean by the sense of, I want to make X amount of money, which those are goals you should have, and those should be written down somewhere. But more so, what change do you want to make? What problem do you want to solve for people? I think that's... it's really important to identify. The next thing is creating a list, what I call a vomit list. Just vomit all of your ideas, all of your things that you feel you need to do. I have to make a marketing plan. I have to create content. I have to write an article. I have to create flyers or postcards or business cards or whatever it is. A sales letter. Whatever it is, just vomit it all out on paper. Get it all out of your head and put it down on paper. That's so important to do. So just have it. Doesn't matter. It doesn't need to be in any specific order at this point, but just get it out of your head. Just create an ongoing, your to-do list, your master to-do list, that you know you need to do. The next thing I learned once was to create a 2-column list. This one that I'm going to propose to you is a 3-column list. The first list is, in the first column, I mean, take all of those things that are in that list that are easy for you to do, that you could do it fast. You know how to do it. You can breeze through it. It just has to get done. And that you love doing. Put all those things on that first column. The second column is a very important column. It is the income producing activities on that list that have to get done. So put in that column all of the things that you wrote on your vomit list that are income producing activities, speaking to people, going on sales calls, emailing sales letters, you know, put all of those income producing activities, follow-ups, you know, scheduling follow-ups, you know, scheduling, you know, all of those things. Put those in the income producing activities. These are activities that when you do them should lead you to income. Okay. And in the third list, in the third column, that's for everything that you need help doing. Everything that you know either needs to be outsourced or that it's going to take you a long time to do. You have to get real with yourself. Is it going to take you a long time to do? Can you actually do it? Do you need to learn how to do something in the middle? You know, I think we, as entrepreneurs and professionals, as digital marketers, as online marketers, we tend to feel like you can do a lot of these things. Oh, I know what I have to do. It's just this or it's just that. I know what I have to do. I have to do this. But we say that and we don't do it. Why? Because we're not good at those things. So find someone else that's going to be good at that, that you can outsource. That's column three. Throw everything in the bucket that you cannot do yourself, that you know your organization needs, but you cannot do yourself. And put them all in that list. And then be real with you. Find out why you, be real with yourself. Find out why you're not taking action. Because you have to get your mindset in the action mode, right? What's stopping you from taking action? And think about it. Is it not fun? Is it a subject matter you're maybe you're not very well versed on? There's a reason why you're not taking action. It's lack of confidence, insecurity, anxiety. I'm afraid what people are going to say. I'm afraid to email people. They're probably going to think I'm spam. I'm going to sound like I'm selling. Write all of those excuses down on paper and look at it. Sometimes there's so much therapy that happens when you take a piece of paper and you write down all of these things and you look at it and you realize how silly some of those things are, you know, and some of those thoughts are. And are they helpful thoughts? You know, are they motivating thoughts? No. So come to terms with what's stopping you and what's holding you back. Find someone that's going to help you execute on those things. I heard a quote recently. It's be so disgusted with your situation that you take action, right? What's going to drive you to take action? Be so disgusted with your situation that you take action. And that includes taking action to get support, to get help, or to accomplish what it is that you need to do. If you have to do creative and you're great at creating creative, then schedule time and create it and get it done. Because the only person that's stopping you is you. Those are my thoughts for today. I hope you guys have a blessed one. And hopefully you catch my video number 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 as I grow. All right, guys. Take care.